Welcome to News Video Clip. Donald Trump's ICE agents killing spree is continuing. As you may remember, they killed a man last week in Houston, and today they killed another man in Maine. The carnage continues. We do have video of the aftermath of the shooting. Let's take a look at that real quickly. So there we see, you know, the aftermath of the shooting. Of course, the ICE agents did not have their body cameras turned on as usual. But hopefully we will get some surveillance video to show us exactly what happened. Now, we do have a little bit of news. Senator Angus King of Maine, he says that Homeland Security Secretary Mullen told him that the motorist who was killed by ICE was not actually the target of a warrant. So this guy was not set to be deported or anything. So why exactly did ICE kill him? ICE is giving the same excuse they gave last week. They're claiming this man weaponized his vehicle, and so they just had to execute him. But as we all saw last week, surveillance video proved that ICE was lying. And hopefully we'll get some surveillance video that will show us exactly what happened in Maine. So we're going to keep an eye on this story. Okay, now we're going to run over to CNN, where Aaron Burnett has put together a montage of Donald Trump lying about wiping out Iran's military for months. So let's take a look at the video.
We have eviscerated them military. Iran today has no Navy, no Air Force, no anti-aircraft capability, no radar, virtually no manufacturing. Their rocket launches have been cut by 90%. We have Iran in a position where their military has been totally wiped out.
Of course, that is not true. And just on some of the basic numbers, right, we know that Iran still has about 70% of its pre-war missile stockpile, and it has 70% of its launchers, even though you heard him say they've cut the launchers by 90%. In fact, Iran tonight claimed that it targeted what it called a, quote, hostile U.S. vessel with cruise missiles today. All of this is a big escalation, and it comes as Trump says the U.S. is about to take over the Strait of Hormuz, which is another oddity, because if it were easy to do, obviously, given the disruption economically around the world, the U.S. would have done it a long time ago.
This is very true. In fact, Trump has said that the U.S. is going to take over the Strait of Hormuz. How many times? I mean, I've lost count how many times he's lied about that one. Alrighty, so you know what's really amazing though is how these MAGA people, they don't mind that Trump keeps lying to them over and over and over. It's so blatant, it's so obvious. They're like little children; they have to be lied to. That's the only way they can survive. It's just pathetic. All right, now we're going to move over to Mitch McConnell, who has been in the hospital for about a month, and nobody's heard anything about him or anything from him until today. A picture was released of him sitting in a hospital bed, but there's a lot of questions about this picture, and we're going to go over to the gals that I've had it, and they have a report on this.
Mitch McConnell has released a photo in the first statement on his condition. I was briefly unconscious and was taken to the hospital while receiving excellent care over the past several weeks. I also had to deal with a mild case of pneumonia. Okay, he went on to write, "My doctors have confirmed that I didn't break any bones or suffer a concussion. I didn't have a heart attack or a stroke. I don't have any tumors or hemorrhages," and said that he's working hard to get back to the Senate as soon as possible. I'm sorry, but this is just absolutely 100% unacceptable. Democrats, what we have to do right now is Joe Biden him.
Yep.
Do you remember how just ape shit? I think even Lady Graham was trolling Biden, saying, you know, can you do a cognitive test right now? We need journalism, number one, regarding this. And number two, if Mitch McConnell is fine, do a video. If we're going to do hostage style photographs, let's just go ahead and do a video. Why not? If you can talk to Scott Jennings for 20 minutes, why not get on the phone with Scott Jennings with CNN cameras there? Why?
That is a great suggestion. Why doesn't Mitch McConnell get on video and go on TV and prove to us that he's still alive? Because we're not the only ones asking questions. Ron Johnson, who is a Republican senator from Wisconsin, he looked at that picture today, which is supposedly new, and he said, no, that's actually an old picture of Mitch McConnell. So let's listen to Ron Johnson on Real America's Voice.
The election now, Mitch McConnell. Can we talk a little Mitch McConnell too? Because I saw a picture that I'm not sure I believe is actually Mitch McConnell from the hospital after what I've heard and what I've seen. Do you believe Mitch McConnell is the one who said, I'm okay, here's the picture of my wife, Elaine Chao, and I in that hospital bed?
Well, I just heard from some other source that was an older photo. So I really don't know. I haven't talked to Mitch. I certainly wish.
So there you go, folks. Republican Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin, says this picture of Mitch McConnell is old. It's not a new picture. So what in the hell is going on? Good questions. All righty. Those are all the stories we have for today. We do have links to all of our stories right below this video. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, Benny Johnson, Tim Pool, Joe Rogan, Riley Gaines, all those paid influencers who are literally paid to lie. They never back up anything. We back up all of our stories every single show. All right, I want to thank everybody who has subscribed to this channel. Thank you guys so much. It means a lot. If this is your first time watching, please like and subscribe, or hate and subscribe, or you can hate me and subscribe. Well, that's the best reason of all. Alrighty, those are all the stories we have. We'll be back later.